call the board back to session. Next case, please.
Case number 10,492, Robert M. Catron, north of Route 54, west of a dirt and stone road, being lot 5 of the Mason-Dixon Court Mobile Home Park, a variance from the separation requirement between units in a mobile home park.
Names and addresses.
Becky Catron, 10828 Catron Road.
Robert Catron, 10828 Catron Road.
This is in Baltimore?
Yes.
You got a road named after you?
Yes.
Okay.
For you.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us would be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
We don't have a cell phone.
Wait a minute, let me look. This is has been previously approved in July of 2008 when the owner filed for variance, but the expiration date was miscommunicated. And it's just pretty simple. We're asking for a 2-foot variance from the required 20-foot separation distance between the manufactured homes on lot 5, between lot 5 and 6 of the Mason-Dixon trailer park, and a 9-foot variance from the required 20-foot separation distance between manufactured homes on lot 4 and 5. The court's an old non-conforming mobile home park. It was established in the early 1950s before the present setbacks and rules were established by the county. We're wishing to place our manufactured home, but there's insufficient space because of the existing distance between long-standing homes that are already on other lots. The lot cannot be used without this variance.
Meet those setbacks. What width mobile home would you have to put in there?
We could. I don't think they create mobile homes that small.
10 or 12 feet.
It would be less than 10, actually.
I was
going
to say.
Yeah.
You need 10, 11. 11 foot less than a 14. 3 foot.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Yep.
That would be impossible, right? I mean.
Just checking.
Build a shed on a skateboard, and that way we can move it to the beach.
So you say that the previous owner didn't follow through with, is that correct? Or
the previous owner did file this request last year, and it was approved. But when we got the plot, the space, she told us that it was expired at a late, she was reading a date off a letter you had sent her. And so we were 9 days late asking for our permit.
So, therefore, the hardship wasn't created by you, right?
No.
And the lot is unique because it's narrow.
Right.
And it's the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property?
That's right.
You think it'll alter the central character of the neighborhood?
No, that's going to
actually, it's going to increase the value because right. We're putting in a newer trailer.
Would it, is it a minimum to afford relief?
I'm sorry?
Is it a minimum request to afford relief?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's the standards for granting a variance.
You met them.
Thank you.
Are there any further questions?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one in favor. Two in favor. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has suggested that this is one of those rare cases that meets all the standards for granting a variance. Therefore, I make a motion we approve case number 10,492.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,492. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Case number 10.